This is your NPR News update for Saturday, January 19th. I'm Andrew Krieger. Economists are trying to get a handle on how the nearly month-long shutdown of many federal agencies will affect state of Minnesota finances. Brian Baxt reports.
Minnesota has a relatively small number of federal workers compared to other states, but thousands of employees here are either working without pay or not working at all. State economist Laura Kolumbakidis told lawmakers this week that Minnesota's economic consultant anticipates only modest fallout for now. That's because federal workers will be guaranteed back pay once the government reopens.
Getting back pay reduces that negative impact because, if a federal employee's family has chosen not to buy a new couch because we don't have the cash flow right now, they might buy that new couch in the next period.
Kolumbakidis says a bigger concern is the hospitality sector because idled employees who don't eat out or go to entertainment venues during the shutdown probably won't make up for that later. Brian Baxt, NPR News at the Capitol.
More than 36 Minnesota schools have had flu outbreaks already this winter, and state health officials say the flu season is ramping up. Karen Martin is an infectious disease specialist at the Minnesota Department of Health. She says she's getting reports of the flu from all across the state.
We haven't hit the peak of season by any means, and we expect things to continue to increase at least for a few weeks, if not more. We do know that the dominant strain in Minnesota and for most of the country is influenza A H1, which is a different strain than was dominant last year.
Martin says this year's flu is expected to be milder than the strain that put nearly 6,500 Minnesotans in the hospital last year. In other news, nighttime sky watchers in Minnesota and across much of the nation hope conditions will be good this weekend for viewing a special celestial event. A total lunar eclipse begins about 10:41 p.m. Sunday, turning the moon a reddish-orange color. Holly Menninger is Director of Public Engagement and Science Learning at the University of Minnesota's Bell Museum. She says that on top of being visible across the state, there's an added bonus.
The cool thing about this particular lunar eclipse is that our moon will be what's called a supermoon, which means that the moon is at its closest point to Earth in its orbit, and so it makes it look a little bit bigger.
The Bell Museum will be open Sunday night for eclipse watching, part of a special Space Fest weekend at the museum in Falcon Heights. In sports, the Wild host the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. It'll be the finale of Hockey Day Minnesota. This year's event also includes high school and college games played outdoors today along the shore of Lake Bemidji in northern Minnesota. Those hockey players and fans in Bemidji are going to have to contend with frigid conditions. Taking a look at weather, high temperatures up there today may not climb above zero. For the Twin Cities, expect partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the single digits above zero. A chilly night tonight, lows in the single digits below zero in the Twin Cities, 20s below in far northern Minnesota. Slightly warmer conditions Sunday. The forecast calls for increasing clouds, but there's still some hope that we'll be able to catch a glimpse of that lunar eclipse. For more news and weather anytime, you can find us at nprnews.org. I'm Andrew Krieger. Thanks for listening.